monthly meeting, but we were made aware a couple Fridays ago of an issue with the wonderful people in Albany who have decided to forge ahead with this electric vehicle program, and it now includes large trucks, medium duty and large trucks. And I guess the long and the short of it, and Todd is most experienced at it and will speak to it, but basically, starting next year on the 1st of January, any manufacturer or dealer that sells vehicles in New York to be registered in New York has to sell at least 10% of them as electric. It's kind of like carbon credits that we've dealt with before in the landfills, but they get credits for these electric sales. And what we've been told is basically the large customers, i.e., the Wegmans, the Casellas, the waste managements of the state, they will bank those credits and they'll use them to protect the allocation of the diesel trucks. So for the small municipalities, the counties, the towns, or just small contractors, the ability to purchase diesel trucks is going to be a challenge, especially since some of the manufacturers don't even have an electric platform, finalized and introduced yet. So that's kind of the lead into this. Todd can give you the background on the information they've handed out.
Kevin Mulliner is our salesman at Peterbilt. On April 11th, he called, said that there was a joint Zoom meeting basically with all the manufacturers. It was Peterbilt, International, Freightliner, Mack. Everybody's involved in this. New York has adopted Advanced Clean Truck Program, which started in California and now has progressed into New York State. And then the handout, you can see there's multiple states on the docket that are jumping on board as it rolls out. So just like any other manufacturer, as far as like Ford, Chevy, Dodge, they're all model years will not coincide with the current year. So basically, to get ahead of this, we have to have our trucks built in 24 because they will be considered a 25. If they're built in 25, they'll be considered a 26, which would fall into this act and this program that New York State's adopted. So we're presenting you with this information in hopes of you guys helping us get on board to get ahead of this with some truck purchases while this gets all sorted out. Infrastructure is not there for one, for us to even move into the electric side of things.
Or even for the dealerships.
Dealerships are on the same, yeah. They're on the same boat. And as Scott spoke, the large companies are not going to give their allotments up. If they buy an electric vehicle to go hub to hub, those 10 diesel slots will stay with that company most likely. It's not 100% guarantee, but that's why they're going to do it. We don't have any applications where we could put or an electric vehicle in to get 10 diesel slots to even share with the towns or anybody else or even ourselves. So if we can get ahead of this by getting some trucks purchased, maybe in the next year or two, things will sort themselves out and they'll kind of back down a little bit and slow this program down. Right now, it's going way too fast, way too hard, and we're going to be in real trouble. Because as we bid for four trucks, five trucks at a time, six trucks. Nobody's going to bid because nobody's going to have build slots. And that's just that's the simplicity of the whole thing. So the presentation that Kevin gave to us was if we buy 5 to 10 trucks, we get a additional discount. If we go 1 to 5 trucks, they're going to hold the price from the earlier bid from this year. So earlier bid from this year was $297,933. This is off a Sourcewell contract. Sourcewell is a national contract that we can use to purchase equipment. If you guys...
That's a 10-wheel with a standard transmission.
Yes, and that's another
fully
thing.
Fully equipped.
They're fully equipped. Yep. Automatics are on a national back order right now, so we can't even get automatics in. Doesn't bother me, but just for the industry, the people that want them, they will be into the new program by the time those build slots would become available. So these trucks that we're speaking of, yes, are 8-speed standard transmissions. If you went over the 5 truck allotment, you would get down to 295,612, which it's like a 0.78% discount from the previous purchase. We'd also ask to try to consider 3 triaxles. Our triaxle fleet's the oldest of the group. We have 11 of them. They're 10s, 11s, and 12s. They would be $327,355 off the Sourcewell contract.
And since I was peppering them with questions all last week, the triaxles cost 10% more than a standard 10-wheel dump. And I know we had this conversation back years ago when Vince wanted to get them. You basically, if you haul 3 loads in a triaxle, you've hauled 4 loads in a 10-wheel dump. And so they use these mainly for hauling materials to and from shops or during construction season. Those are the trucks that are hauling the heavy material because they can get more on the trucks. 23 ton versus 17.
Correct.
They also don't have the chains in the bed in order to handle the salt distribution that the other trucks do, which makes it a lot easier. They don't have to clean them out. And it's not an issue where when they have the chains in the 10-wheel dumps, they also have to protect that when they're loading in hot mix or any other thing so it doesn't damage. So the maintenance on the triaxles is less. You're getting basically 25% more in the load, and it's only a 10% increase over the cost of a 10-wheel dump.
So then, Todd, you don't use the triaxles for snow, right?
We do. Okay. We have inserts that we put in, and they're stainless steel V-body inserts or harder sanders that fit into them. These will have a harder sander, which was a little bit lower cost. We still can use the V-bodies that we have. If we replace 3 of these will come out, which we can put to auction and recoup that money also. And these would be a contractor-type purchase. These would be something that could go onto a fleet for like Darumple or Blades that would be able to haul blacktop or something. These are desirable trucks instead of like the small-bodied 10-wheelers that are kind of specific to our work. These triaxles could go anywhere and they should bring a pretty good dollar with a switch out.
So Todd, if we were to purchase like say 10 trucks, would that get along with the ones we already have on order? Would that give us a few years of not having to order?
Yes. Basically, if you got, just say for numbers that we were kind of playing with, if you got 9 10-wheelers, that would take your fleet up to 2018. Would be the oldest truck on the fleet at that point.
Because when Scott was talking to me about this, my one thought process was, if we were to buy enough of these, you know, we have the reserve not purchasing trucks next year, the year after.
That's right.
Would allow us to build that back up, but also, you know, the reserve. But it would also allow us to let them get the bugs worked out of electric. Hopefully, if they're starting to make 10% of their production electric, they're either going to find out that this doesn't work, or they're going to find a truck that does.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits, so we don't even know it's right going forward or not. That,
and at least
with
that
49 makes, counties or whatever it is, there's no way they can
worry about it for a few years.
Another question I had is, I had a few questions. I'm for this totally, but I do have a few questions. How will we handle this in the budget?
It would be an appropriation of unassigned fund balance. So your fund balance is healthy. So this would be a use of fund balance.
So are we deducting this from the next 2 or 3 years' budgets?
Yes.
Yes. So you would
basically buy now versus buy later. And if you're buying now, you're paying lower price.
Right.
So you would see your major equipment what it goes down to is, you know, going to be up to you, but essentially the large trucks would come off of.
I just, major. We remember this. Sometimes we forget things.
Oh, I will not forget that. That's a big number. I do forget things. You're right, Gary, but I will not forget that.
And why are we buying the other equipment and not just the trucks?
That price includes everything.
Yeah.
Box, plows.
But isn't that a separate vendor that puts that stuff on?
No, we put it on the Peterbilt themselves. So Peterbilt's responsible for a completed truck and coming landing at our place. So if we have a problem, with anything, Peterbilt is the one main warranty, because mm-hmm. they have to take the truck after the box is installed, the plow is installed, take it back to Rochester, set the programming up, and they do an overall look just in case. Well, truck number one that just showed up this this last allotments of the first 15,
right?
They crushed a wiring harness, which the truck drove fine, operated fine until they put the hydraulics to it to try to pick everything up. It wouldn't work. Peterbilt made them warranty. It was all in-house. They did all the running back and forth. We just said, hey, this isn't working. They came down, got it, took it back, fixed it. No cost to us.
So there isn't a third party that supplies that stuff?
It is. Peterbilt is the cabin chassis, and either Viking or Everest equipment is the body manufacturer, whoever is the lowest bid to them to put this together.
But it all comes guaranteed under Peterbilt.
Correct.
Okay. I can see. Okay.
And just for clarification, we're recommending purchase of 9-10 wheelers. Am I correct?
That's entirely up to you with the in this committee.
I think the rough numbers that we have in the resolution were 3.5 million, wasn't it?
It was 3.7. Yeah, we could do 9-10 wheelers and 3 triaxles and be right close.
Yeah,
so that's the proposal
from the finance.
How far does that take us out?
That motion.
To what year?
Your oldest. We'll probably keep 2 for backup. So active fleet would be 2018s and newer, and you'd have like 2 2017s for.
This would essentially be.
So what?
Three years worth of
3 years worth of trucks.
3 years worth of trucks.
3 years worth of equipment.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
How long do these trucks last?
They tried to do 20-year stint with them, but
yeah.
Are we going to have to purchase all of them at the same time again?
No. I think as we move forward, we can go back to the 4 to 5 truck allotment, try it just to see where it goes after they get all the bugs washed out of this. That's been the normal over the course of time. That's going to keep you in about a 20-year rotation pattern for these trucks. The problem is once you get so old, you're putting more money into them than they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
Auction, you're going to get $10,000 out of a truck. Jerry might dump 15, 20 grand in the truck to keep it running until we can get replacements in. So then you're throwing good money at bad.
The sad thing is New York State has not offered any sort of exemption for municipalities on this. And we have a candidate or a person that's involved with the state legislature now. I understand that our local representatives have been hammering them that this is not going to work, but they're headstrong and moving ahead. So this is our way to avoid that catastrophe and at least have vehicles while they try to get this sorted out over the next few years. Hopefully they say, you know what, we move too quickly. Let's pause, step back, reset things, see what the industry offers for products. But at this point, there's no indication that any of that's going to happen.
Yeah, I've talked to some people in the maintenance part of this business. Number one, they can't get charging stations in our county because the infrastructure isn't
right
large enough to support it. That's going to be a problem. Number two, the distance that these trucks can travel without recharging, especially in cold weather,
yeah,
they're going to have to plow half a route, come back, charge, and go out and plow the other half a route, or else you're going to have twice as many trucks. So it's a good idea, but they're trying to roll it out too fast without the support needed for these vehicles.
If you're running a garbage truck in Manhattan on a flat street, this is fine.
Yep.
But when you're loading it with 17 ton of salt or sand and plows and pushing snow and climbing our terrain, electric is not the option.
No. And the batteries won't sustain it.
And unfortunately, the school districts are facing the same problem.
Exactly.
Fire departments are going to be facing the same problem. Anyone that knows anything about fire trucks know an engine, a pumper truck is driven there by the diesel engine, and then they turn it on to operate the pump.
Yeah,
they're not going to be able to fight fires with electric.
No.
All right, everyone, you have a motion on the table. We need a second.
Yep. I'll second.
Okay. And then you
need a motion and a second from the finance.
No, it's a joint meeting. Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That's it.
No, we have one more item for
This one?
For this one or for public?
Well, this one joint. Todd, do you want to handle that or you want us to? You got it?
Jen can start it if she'd like.
Just quick background. This body all agreed by a resolution in 2021, I think it was August, to enter into the road use agreement with 8 Point for the solar project that they were doing. And then we had to amend that agreement in March of 22 because they needed to get the project rolling and the roads were muddy and they couldn't get the surveys done. So at that point in time in March of 22, we took approximately $8 million from 8 Point and escrowed it to cover any damage that might be done because we didn't have survey. 8 Point has now come to the county. They have finished the project. They essentially want to get it out of here and get on to the next one, I gather. They don't want to do the surveys of the road to see what the damage is.
And then contract to fix
it. And then contract to fix it because they want to go on to the next one. They want to amend the contract, the amended contract, and allow the county to keep the money that we escrowed. So it was $8.2 million roughly that they put in 2 years ago. They want us to enter into an agreement where Steuben County will fix our roads, put them back to the way that they were pre-construction, and use all of that money. That money would all be the county's for that purpose. So that's what we're asking you today, is to amend in a contract to release them from the responsibility of doing the surveys and contracting to fix it, and just letting the county take the money and fix the roads.
And we retain the interest.
We retain any overage.
And it is a
very good
advantageous deal to us.
Yeah.
That was going to be my question. How much damage did they do, do you think, Todd?
We a
couple million or
no more than
that, millions to fix it. Yeah,
more than that. It would be five and above, but
right,
we would be making out well,
and we can fix it to your standards versus a subcontractor that they're hiring. You could hire the contractor.
Correct. Some of the applications that they presented were not what we would normally do for past practices that we normally take. This way we can control that. It's a very good deal. Public Works, myself and Eric would recommend taking this. We can definitely do it in-house. We might not be able to finish everything this year, but by the end of next year, everything should be touched, fixed, back to same condition, better than probably when they rolled in.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Yep. I just wanted to make sure that this isn't going to detract from the other work that you need to get done.
The work that we're going to do this year in-house will be staying on schedule. The things that we can do out there will be contractor only work. Next year we'll integrate some of the oil and stone and sealing of the roads into the western portion over there that was affected. So next year will be our integration of oil and stone and resealing of the roads. The problem is too, we basically went out and talked to all the vendors. We bought all the stone we can buy this year. Stone is very tough to get to do our chip seals. So next year we'll have a better outlook at it. We can get ahead of it a little bit and tell them the tonnages we need ahead of time, plus what we normally do. And hopefully they'll be accommodating to us.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions?
So, we'd be saving even incorporating our own labor costs.
Yes.
We're going to pay the guys anyway. So yes, we look at it as, yes, we're taking the work on, but a lot, the major projects will be contractor anyways. Like a Blades or a Dolomite or a Darumple would be coming in to do the paving.
Sure.
We necessarily wouldn't do that ourselves, but we can go out to bid, get a little bit better pricing, and it'd save, from a outside interest that comes in, and one time, one person, they bid, they're probably going to get a little higher pricing than the county would.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good.
Thank you.